From the outside, the South Seattle home of Marilyn Takamaru doesn't look like much. It's a modest rambler.
Hello.
But it's packed with possessions, carefully collected over a lifetime.
Pretty.
Thank you.
Takamaru has lived here for more than 30 years, and she's not willing to give it up.
If I walk away from it, if I lose it, I've got nothing. This is all I have.
She says she and her late husband bought the house back in 1978 for about $35,000. They refinanced several times, taking money out to pay for their dyslexic son's special education. Now she's 60 years old, on her own, a self-employed house cleaner, and she owes more than $240,000 on it.
Hopefully the housing market comes back and it'll be worth something. Right now I owe more than what it's worth.
At the height of the market, she found herself with a 10% interest rate and payments she couldn't afford.
That I had to get out of. You know, it was just too much money.
She managed to modify her loan twice. Now she has a 2.5% interest rate, but she says she was only able to get that second modification after joining a group of activists. About 50 members of Our Washington, who were facing foreclosures last summer, banded together. They occupied the regional headquarters of Bank of America, carrying signs and chanting slogans. Their protest was broadcast on TV. Afterward, Takamaru got her modification and a personal call from a bank president. She says her mother worried she'd be arrested and thrown in jail. Takamaru wore a wide-brimmed hat, hoping to hide her face from the cameras. But she's come to realize that wasn't really necessary.
People are always a little bit ashamed to be in this situation, but they have to realize that it isn't your fault. I mean, it hits everybody. In fact, the police were pretty nice about it when they came, because think about it, they could be in foreclosure. Some of them were just smiling. So, you know, they're affected by it too.
Experts agree it's a very widespread issue. David Lean is a Seattle attorney who specializes in helping people in foreclosure.
I'm certain that there are millions of people in this country like her that are very similar. She's got a property that's so far underwater that it's going to be impossible for her to ever realize any kind of benefit from home ownership.
State authorities say about 30,000 families in Washington are at risk of foreclosure this year. That threat formed a big part of the argument in favor of the new Foreclosure Fairness Act. Lean says it's a good first step because it forces lenders to devote enough time to a situation to come to a logical resolution.
This will require a human being to sit down with a homeowner, and I think in a one-hour period of time with a mediator there, they'll be able to see if there's an economically sensible way to resolve the problem.
Fees levied under the new law will be used to hire more housing counselors. Before the law was signed, there were only about 40 statewide. The hope is to at least double their numbers by the end of this year. Washington now joins Nevada and Maryland as the only states in which foreclosures don't have to go through the courts. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.